Folks, the Hantavirus outbreak PSYOP is 100% theater, and I mean 100%. Nobody's been infected. Everything that was from that cruise ship was scripted. There were crisis actors involved. A bunch of people are dressing up in the biohazard suits for the TV cameras, but for no other reason. They're pushing masks now to try to get people to comply yet again with the COVID obedience mindset. So we have COVIDiots now, but we have to rename them like Hanta morons or something. People going along with this again. But it's important to know that there's not even any such thing as a Hanta virus that can be isolated and that can be introduced into somebody's body and that can cause any disease whatsoever. The entire premise of the so-called hantavirus is 100% fake. Doesn't exist, not real. Everything's scripted, everything's acting, right? So don't fall for it. Especially since we've been through this before. You know, what's the saying? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or the George Bush version, fool me, you're not going to fool me again. That was the George Bush version of that quote. But we've been through this. You should all know. We all know that this whole thing is fake and gay from the very beginning. Of course it is. So, number one, the masks don't work. They can't possibly block a so-called virus particle that is the size of a few microns, whatever they say the size is, you know, maybe 50 microns or something. So the mask isn't going to block that. They're going to have lockdowns soon. They're going to have vaccines soon. And the PCR. The PCR is a complete hoax. It's a total hoax. It doesn't work. And I can tell you why, because, of course, I founded and run a mass spec laboratory, which, of course, mass spec is different from PCR. But I know the fundamentals of signal-to-noise ratio. So when we are quantitating glyphosate, for example, or we're looking at quantities of lead, we have to have a signal-to-noise ratio that meets the standards of science. You know, the signal has to stand out from the noise at a minimum of 3-to-1. And the 3-to-1 is the minimum requirement for just being able to say that it's present, but you don't know the quantity. A 10-to-1 ratio is more common for being able to state a quantity. Well, you can't diagnose somebody with an infection without knowing the concentration of the so-called pathogen in their blood. You can't simply say, it's detected. You tested positive for a spike protein or a virus. Testing positive doesn't mean anything, literally. From a science point of view, it doesn't mean anything because, you know, the dirt tests positive for all kinds of viruses, you know, for 10,000 so-called viruses. It's in the dirt. Does it mean that the dirt is going to kill you? No. You know, your floor tests positive for tens of thousands of viruses. Your gut tests positive for tens of thousands. You've got over a trillion so-called viruses in your body. Are you going to die tomorrow? No, because the diagnosis doesn't mean that you're diseased. It doesn't mean you're sick. Just to have the presence of some sequence detected by PCR. So PCR is fake science, 100% fake science when used to diagnose disease or to diagnose an infection. It literally doesn't work. So it's all smoke and mirrors. It's like quack science voodoo to try to trick people who don't understand real science or don't understand how labs work or signal to noise ratio or whatever. And, you know, honestly, that's most people. So they just bamboozle the masses with the science smoke and mirrors and say, well, it's been diagnosed, it tested positive, and he said, they might have pre-infection non-symptoms, they're now saying. So if you don't have symptoms of hantavirus, they are claiming that that might be a symptom of hantavirus. Literally, this is what they're saying. And now they're starting to push, oh, the human-to-human transmission is worse than we thought. No, it isn't. You're making it up. Oh, it can incubate for 8 weeks. No, it doesn't. You're just trying to scare people. Oh, it's the most dangerous strain. We've never seen this before. No, if there's anything dangerous, it's the chemical weapons and the spike protein weapons that have been put together by the Department of Defense or other, you know, bio labs out of Ukraine or wherever in order to achieve depopulation. So if this is anything real, if you start seeing people fall over dead, it's because they're being hit with weapons, actual weapon systems. Yeah, that could happen. That's probably the plan, is to first scare people with a bunch of hantavirus stories. Oh, hanta. It's a hanta house, hantavirus. It's like a hanta house. And then they hit everybody with some chemical weapon, some aerosolized fungal spores or something, drop it over a city like Chicago or Denver or Houston. And then they send, you know, 10,000 people to the hospital. And then the media will say, well, that's a hantavirus outbreak. Yeah, because they did the same thing during COVID in New York City. Exact same thing. They hit everybody with a chemical weapon and they called it COVID. And then everybody shows up at the hospital and they immediately diagnose them with COVID. And the flu just vanishes for some reason. And then they put everybody on a ventilator that is designed to kill them. And then the federal government announces a financial incentive that for every hospital, if you kill somebody with COVID, you get $500,000. And so guess what? They lined a bunch of people up. They put them on ventilators. They killed them all. They collected $500,000 per death. And then the media was able to roll out all these statistics. They said, look how many people are dying from COVID. Oh my God, it's thousands. And granted, during COVID, the early, you know, the first 60 days of COVID or whatever also fooled me. But that's shame on them. They tricked us. They ran the videos of people falling over dead, you know, out of China. And in the first weeks, it looked like a virus, if you believe in virology. But now we know that was all staged. That was all faked. Now you'd be a complete idiot to be tricked by this again. It's the same scam. It's the exact same scam. So I don't blame people who were fooled by the first few months of COVID, because I was even one of them. But also, I tend to err on the side of caution. So I was trying to be very, very cautious. Now, we know that it's all fake. So from here forward, anybody who falls for this, anybody who wears a mask, anybody who takes a jab for Hanta, anybody who participates in the lockdowns is just an absolute moron. Because it's all fake. And clearly, it's being staged at the same time as the fertilizer shortages, the coming famine, farm failures, as well as energy lockdowns. So are you telling me that all three of these things just happened to, just random chance that they happened at the same time? Fertilizer crisis, an energy lockdown crisis, and hantavirus on top of that with, you know, public health lockdowns? All three happening at the same time? Oh, say it isn't so. Yeah, because it's all scripted, folks. 100% scripted, 100% engineered. It's completely fake. So don't fall for it. And if you want the truth about this and many other subjects, check out my videos and interviews at brightvideos.com. And I also cover this at naturalnews.com. So take care.
Start your day right with our organic hand-roasted whole bean coffee. Low acid, smooth and bold. Lab-tested and ethically sourced. Taste the difference. Only at healthrangerstore.com.